had such plans for you. So many things they wanted you to do. No matter what, we wanted you to give. You had a life of your own to live. Olivia, oh, Olivia, oh, Olivia, oh. Well, if it weren't for the music bringing us together natural way, I still be looking for the way to say I want to be your good friend. I want to be your good friend. I want to be your good friend.
Yes, if it weren't for the music. This is J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Queer Voices on KPFT. And this show will focus on one particular area of music that was perhaps the most important in the history of the music of our culture. I'm talking about the music of Olivia Records, and while that label did not produce the very first openly lesbian recordings, it certainly took that door and opened it wide and put the genre of women's music on the map. I chose the opening songs for this show very carefully, and some of you may have recognized the voice of Chris Williamson. Those songs are not among her classics, but I think they are significant. Chris performed both of those songs on her 1991 album, Live in Concert, A Circle of Friends. I started with a song she wrote with obvious connotations called Olivia, and went from that into one called If It Weren't for the Music. That song was on the very first Olivia recording, a 45 RPM record released in 1974, that featured Chris on one side and Mae Christian on the other. The story of the idea for Olivia Records is well known, but I'll retell it very briefly for our younger listeners. It started in Washington, D.C., when a group of radical lesbians had been discussing the desire to form some sort of institution that was politically conscious, but also could pay people, because volunteers were constantly burning out. After a Chris Williamson concert, Mae Christian invited Chris to do a radio show. She and Ginny Burson did the interview, and the discussion got to how hard it was for women to record in the music industry and how they needed more opportunities. Chris suggested, very off the cuff, "Gee, maybe you all should start a women's record company." And that was that. 10 members formed a collective and spent the first year organizing, and by 1974, they decided that to do it right, they had to move to the West Coast. 5 of them made the move: Mae Christian, Ginny Burson, Jennifer Woodhall, Kate Winner, and Judy Glugosh. Judy, the only remaining member, continues to be president, although Olivia is a very different company now. Of course, there's a lot more to tell, but my goal for this show is to focus on the music and to share with you not just the music of Meg and Chris, but every artist who recorded on the Olivia label. There were so many who just did not get the attention and credit for their contributions. For those of you who want more details on the history, well, you can find it on my website, where I've added an extensive Olivia Records discography, showing photos of every recording with track listings and more. Of course, that's at queermusicheritage.com. On to more music. The first album released on Olivia Records in 1974 was by Mae Christian, and was called I Know You Know. I couldn't resist choosing from it one of her classics, Ode to a Gym Teacher.
She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart. I wrote her name on my notepad, and I inked it on my dress, and I etched it on my locker, and I carved it on my desk, and I painted big red hearts with her initials on my books. And I never knew till later why I got those funny looks. She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still class while the others talked of boys that they loved. I'd be thinking of new aches and pains a teacher had to rub. And while other girls went to the prom, I languished by the phone, calling up and hanging up if I found out she was home. She was a big-time woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And the whole graduation meant that we had to part. She'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart. I sang her songs by Johnny Mathis. I gave her everything. New chain for her whistle and some daisies in the spring. Some suggested points for Christmas by Miss Edna Millay. And a lacy, lacy, lacy card for Valentine's Day. Unsigned, of course. She was a big time. Sticks to teacher like a leaf sticks to a tree. One girl who runs the errands and who chases all the balls. One girl who may grow up to be the gayest of all. She was a big strong woman, the first to come along. She showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And full graduation meant that we had to part. You'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart. Thank you.
Again, you just heard Meg Christian. From 1974 to 1983, when she left the music industry, she recorded 5 albums, and they are among the best of the label. By far the largest selling and most known album on Olivia was, of course, The Changer and the Changed. It was the second Olivia album and was released in 1975, and it went on to become one of the largest selling independently produced records of all time. That album anchored the role of Chris Williamson on the label and in the genre of women's music. From the album, here's the track, Song of the Soul.
Open mine eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Song of the soul, and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? sing out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. Why don't you sing this song? Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time.
Love of life, I am crying, I am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. Why don't you sing this song? Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. And we can sing for a long, long time.
Song of the Soul by Chris Williamson. I'm going to throw a little data at you. The output of Olivia Records can be broken down into three groups. Between 1974 and 1993, 49 records were actually released on the label. 10 records by mostly non-Olivia artists were distributed by the label, and between 1983 and 1990, Olivia had a subsidiary called Second Wave Records for their more rock output. 9 albums were released on that label. So, of the actual records on Olivia, counting 45s and albums, Chris Williamson had 16 of those 49, illustrating her commanding presence. I'm going to insert some more trivia. Ever wonder how Olivia Records got its name? Well, it came from a 1949 pulp novel by Dorothy Bussey. Its heroine, Olivia, fell in love with the headmistress at a French boarding school. The book was later made into a very forgettable movie. In 1976, Olivia recorded its first departure from acoustic folk in the form of an electric rock band from San Francisco. Its members called themselves and their album B.B. Kerouac, and my favorite track from it is Kahlua Mama. 1976, there was another departure for Olivia, as it released a spoken word poetry album called Where Would I Be Without You, the poetry of Pat Parker and Judy Grine. One side of the album was devoted to each poet. I've got a sample by each for you, starting with A History of Lesbianism by Judy Grine.
A History of Lesbianism. How they came into the world, the women-loving women came in 3 by 3 and 4 by 4. The women-loving women came in 10 by 10 and 10 by 10 again, until there were more than you could count. They took care of each other the best they knew how, and of each other's children, if they had any. How they lived in the world, the women-loving women learned as much as they were allowed, and walked and wore their clothes the way they liked, whenever they could. They did whatever they knew to be happy or free, and worked and worked and worked. The women-loving women in America were called dykes, and some liked it, and some did not. They made love to each other the best they knew how, and for the best reasons. How they went out of the world, the women-loving women went out 1 by 1, having withstood greater and lesser trials and much hatred from other people. They went out 1 by 1, each having tried in her own way to overthrow the rule of men over women. They tried it 1 by 1 and 100 by 100, until each came in her own way to the end of her life and died. The subject of lesbianism is very ordinary. It's the question of male domination that makes everybody angry.
I took the liberty of putting some music behind that, and as Moon Circles, the first album by Kay Gardner, was distributed by Olivia, I used her song Inner Mood 2, and it featured Mae Christian on guitar. And I'll let Pat Parker introduce her poem, and she's talking about Anita Bryant.
This last poem I will dedicate to our good sister Anita. It's called For the Straight Folks Who Don't Mind Gays But Wish They Weren't So Blatant. You know, some people got a lot of nerve. Sometimes I don't believe the things I see and hear. Have you met the woman who's shocked by two women kissing and in the same breath tells you that she's pregnant? But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or this straight couple sits next to you in a movie and you can't hear the dialogue because of the sound effects. But gays shouldn't be blatant. And the woman in your office spends your whole lunch hour talking about her new bikini drawers and how much her husband likes them. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or the hip chick in your class rattling a mile a minute while you're trying to get stoned in a john about the camping trip she took with her musician boyfriend. But gays shouldn't be blatant. You go in a public bathroom, and all over the walls, there's John loves Mary, Janice digs Richard, Pepe loves Dolores, etc. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or you go to an amusement park, and there's a tunnel of love, and pictures of straights painted on the front, and grinning couples coming in and out. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Fact is, blatant heterosexuals are all over the place. Supermarkets, movies, at work, in church, in books, on television, every day and night, every place, even in gay bars. And they want gay men and women to go hide in the closets. So to you straight folks, I say, sure, I'll go, if you go too, but I'm polite, so after you. Thank you.
I really like that one. And again, by Pat Parker, it was called For Straight Folks Who Don't Mind Gays But Wish They Weren't So Blatant. That poem would still work well today, but that was 1976, and 3 years later, Olivia had one more spoken word release, this time a comedy album. And they couldn't have found a performer more outspoken than Robin Tyler.
I remember Del Martin saying, move to a big city. So I decided to move to New York, where I could meet other women who were cultured and refined and interested in the arts and poetic, you know? And I went to my first gay bar. It was a gay bar then. We didn't call them lesbian bar. It was a gay bar. All women's bar. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice from this woman. Hey, baby butch! Hey, come here! Excuse me, but are you talking to me? Yeah, come here! Are you a butch? Or are you a femme? I said, well, what's the difference? And she said, well, a femme does the dishes, takes care of the house, takes care of the butch, and the butch makes all the decisions. And I said, I'm a butch! At that time, I didn't know it meant roles in bed, because the only roles I've ever believed in are hot, buttered, or plain, you know? And if you went both ways, which means if you made love, or if you were made love to, then you called yourself Kai Kai. So this is just a little of our history that it's true. We actually had to take these roles, and you had to take a role. It was just no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Anybody into roles now? Liars. Okay.
That was from Robin Tyler's album, Always a Bridesmaid, Never a Groom. Besides her comedy career, Robin has been very involved in GLBT politics and several of the marches on Washington, although not without a degree of controversy. We're up to 1977 now, and I want to include a song I really like from Mae Christian's album from that year, Face the Music. It's the title track.
Whether it's a love song or only lonely blues, woman, you know you've gotta face the music. Woman, you know you got to face the music. Feeling your way through your fears and your fancies, hoping for blessing to ease the bruising. And still you know you choose to face the music. Face the music, though you can't be too wary, for it leads you on a merry dance. It's just a chance you gotta take. Yes, it could. It could all be one sweet piece of cake for your sake. Whether it moves you or just amuses, woman, you know you've got to face the music. Woman, you know you got to face the music. You ought to hear every string in your spirit if you want to hear it all. The loss, though it cost you dearly. Face the music, you got to face the music, for it leads you on a merry dance. You only owe it what you give it. It only happens as happily as you live it. This could be your last move right where you are. Oh, yes, it could. It could also be your best. Face the music, feeling your way through your fears. and sneezing, hoping for blessing, ears are bruising, and still you know you choose to face the music, face the music. Though you can't be too wary, you've got to face the music. It's a tune you can carry for it.
This next artist was not only important to Olivia Records for her music, but also as a writer and producer. Teresa Trull had two albums on Olivia itself and two on the Second Wave label. From her 1977 album, The Ways a Woman Can Be, I've chosen the song Woman Loving Woman.
My family claims the right know what's wrong with me. They say I'm not turning out the way that they're meant to be. My mother's given up my marriage, my father's given up his son. The Holy One is way a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're woman. But soon they'll see that we're a woman loving women, and it's all we'll be. Or more at work, they'll try to put you down. They can't seem to understand how you survive with your loving man around. Well, listen, people, and I'll tell you this. Loving a woman ain't one stroke short of bliss. And we're a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're
woman loving women. Sing it loud and long. Yeah, we're sisters united in a love that's oh so strong.
Think Sappho was a little touch. I just think Sappho loved that touch. We all love so much. And we're a woman loving women, and we're all too much. Cause we're a
woman loving women. Sing it loud and long. Yes, we're sisters united in a love that's so, so strong. Some say our praise is an Amazon face, but soon they'll see.
I want to jump ahead just for a moment to share with you another Teresa Trull song. It's from her 1980 album, Let It Be Known, and is called Every Woman. It was written by Bernice Johnson Reagan of the group Sweet Honey in the Rock, who is the mother of Toshi Reagan. Linda Tillery helps out on backups. It's definitely a song with credentials. As I said, Teresa Trowell is also known for her work as a producer for such artists as Chris Williamson, Lucy Blue Tremblay, Deidre McCalla, and Romanowski and Phillips.
I was born a bastard, you know my mother well, she couldn't keep my mama, sent me off to a foster home, where they try to teach me that girls can't go climbing trees or playing with certain toys. Got to stay in dresses, else they call tomboy. I sing it loud and gay. I can sing it loud and gay. I can sing it loud and gay. Gay and proud. When I got adopted, you know they send me to a shrink.
Couldn't
understand why I cut my hair short.
Why
didn't want to wear pink? But I can sing it loud. I can sing it loud. I can sing it loud. Yeah, I'm proud. As I grew bolder, got to be a desperate situation. People coming up to me at school say, hey,
you want to get an operation?
Oh, I can sing it loud now. Oh, I can sing it loud now. Oh, I can sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. Homosexual, we can sing it loud now. We can sing it loud now. We can sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. I ain't sorry, I ain't sad for all the years I've been had. Strutting around like a heavy duty
pup.
Here come the lesbians.
Inside your heart is racing when you see.
are shadows chasing. Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
The thieving lesbians.
Do-yo, 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 do. Do-yo, 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 do.
Squeeze you. We're gonna get you if we can.
Here come the lesbians.
Don't go and try to fight it. Run away or try to hide it. We want your love, and that's our plan.
Here come the lesbians.
Ah. Don't look in the closet.
Ah.
Let's creep them down the stair.
Ah.
We're slipping up behind you.
Ah.
Watch out, better beware. Inside your heart is racing when you see our shadows chasing. Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
The thieving lesbians.
Those two songs are typical of the very out nature of what would become a landmark album for Olivia Records and for our music in general. The Berkeley Women's Music Collective brought us Gay and Proud, and Sue Fink sang about those leaping lesbians. They both came from the 1977 album Lesbian Concentrate, and that album is historic because it was the first various artist lesbian album. Remember, this was 1977, the height of Orange Juice Queen Anita Bryant's campaign against us. And this LP was in direct response. The cover of the album even shows an orange juice can labeled Lesbianthology, 100% undiluted. Among the gems on the album was one written especially for the project by Mary Watkins and was sung by Linda Tillery. It was called Don't Pray for Me, as in Don't Pray for Me, Anita.
Life's passing you by while rules enslave you, and it's your blind innocence that traps you, that makes you think it's so wrong I do. Yeah, well, don't you know that you're a victim? A sweet Christian lady for reaching hate. To get your head free and face up to my insecurity. Hey, yeah, yeah. Don't pray for me, you proper lady. Pray for the truth. Your own guilt and a lack of faith. Ah, you use the word to get your head free, not as a way to oppress me. You ought to try to be more careful, huh. If you really are you saying you love us? Because misery loves its company. I'm burning the good name of the Lord, Nita. We don't need your kind of love. So don't take pride in your innocence, because it won't make you pure and holy.
Pure and holy.
Stop quoting scriptures out of context to stir up fear and a bigotry. Hatred and bigotry. You needn't worry about my soul, Nita. You need the time to heal your own. We're coming out to walk in the sunlight. We're coming out to fight for right. Fight for right. Fight for right. Don't pray for me, you prophet lady. Pray for the truth.
Sugar mama,
Linda Tillery can be found on the album credits of many, many albums, offering background vocals, and she's appeared on television, and more recently has been releasing records with a group she founded, the Cultural Heritage Choir. And I went from Linda Tillery to Gwen Avery. The song Sugar Mama was released as a 45 by Olivia and appeared on the Lesbian Concentrate album. An album of her own was announced in Olivia press releases, but somehow it just never happened. That's a pity, as she's very talented, and finally, in 2002, she independently released her debut album, called Sugar Mama. There's one more artist I haven't played yet on this show who contributed to Lesbian Concentrate. That's Mary Watkins. Her work leans more towards jazz, and she's just as likely to record instrumental piano pieces. But she definitely can sing, as you'll see with her song, No Hiding Place.
Place over there, over there. Nobody knows you, and even though you say they do, you can't tell them who you really are. My sweet sister, let my heart tell you how I know your fear losing all that's dear. But trust your heart, let you know, and to recognize a choice in the sound of your own voice. Sweet woman, oh sweet sister, something new, oh something good has happened to you. Let it shine, oh, let it shine, let it shine. Love is not a shame, let it be your claim. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Secrets of your heart can set you free, set you free. You can hide,
can't hide.
Live untrue,
yeah.
there's no one else to judge. When love is really love.
Watkins released her own solo album called Something Moving on Olivia in 1978. That album was produced by June Millington, and June participated on a variety of Olivia albums right from the beginning. In 1981, she released her own album called Heart Song, and it included Heaven Loves a Stranger.
Depending on heaven, heaven, depending on heaven.
For those of you who don't know, I'll mention just a couple of June Millington's accomplishments. In the late 60s and early 70s, she was a member of Fanny, arguably the first all-girl rock band to be signed to a major label. And besides being critically acclaimed, they were therefore a strong influence on women bands that followed them. And more recently, June's been performing with the act The Slammin' Babes. In 1986, she and her partner Ann Hackler formed IMA, the Institute for the Musical Arts, a nonprofit teaching, performing, and recording facility dedicated to supporting women in music. They do good work indeed.